Welcome to the Market Maker Podcast, hosted by me, Anthony Chung, where every Friday I talk to a member of the team about what happened in markets this week. From macro themes and single stock news to cryptocurrencies and careers in finance, our aim is simple: to make finance interesting and easy to understand for everyone. So let's get to it. Hello and welcome to the end of the week. I am on my own. Piers is otherwise engaged, but it's been a significant week in global markets. We've had the Fed, the Bank of England, and the Bank of Japan all come out with their latest monetary policy announcements. So I thought I would jump on, and I'm going to aim for less than 10 minutes to update you across all three. So if you haven't been watching markets day to day, at least you can get a good summation so you're all set for the period ahead. So let's dive in and start in the US, where US equities have rallied since midweek and the US dollar has weakened. Now, this has come after the Federal Reserve, the US Central Bank, maintained their outlook for three interest rate cuts this year, and they moved towards slowing the pace of reducing their bond holdings. The Fed Chairman Jerome Powell downplayed recent data showing an uptick in inflation in recent months, and that allayed fears of a potential hawkish twist and was really the catalyst for what inspired that move. And in fact, at the close, straight after the decision on Wednesday night, all three major US indices actually touched fresh record highs. When he was pressed for dates, more specifically, the Fed chair stuck to the kind of usual script that we're used to hearing from experienced central bankers, where they guide us about their thinking for the future, but lack of real commitment. So he repeated the phrase, the first reduction would likely be at, quote, some point this year. How did the market take that in terms of what's priced in? Traders boosted their probability that the Fed will begin rate cuts in June. Current expectations now in federal funds rate futures would put an implied probability of a June rate cut at now 70%, which is slightly higher than where we were at the beginning of the week. All right, moving over to the UK, and the British pound also weakened. And this came after the Bank of England took one step closer towards cutting rates in the months ahead. Previously outlying hawks, those being Catherine Mann and Jonathan Haskell, rejoined an 8-1 majority on the Monetary Policy Committee, and they've kept rates at the 16-year high of 5.25%. In fact, here's a stat for you. The meeting this week represented the first time since September 2021 that no member of the panel had supported an increase. So symbolically, it's quite a meaningful meeting, and a further signal that the bank was setting the stage for a potential shift in the future. The minutes, which do make the Bank of England quite unique, their minutes come out alongside their rate decision, those contained new language, recognizing that policy might remain restrictive even if rates were cut. So that's quite a definitive nod to the fact that cuts definitely are coming, and expectations are, again, for the summer for the Bank of England to look to be taking action in the months to come. Still, the bank's overall guidance that officials would, quote, keep under review how long rates should be kept at their current level was left unchanged. So again, we'll continue to monitor, as with the Fed, incoming data points as they come in. At the moment, the idea is that both will start to cut in the summer, with the Fed, again, going against market expectations and potentially a hawkish twist that didn't materialize. And so again, they've got flexibility, but they remain on track. Finally, Japan. And they've ended an era of negative interest rates. This is symbolic, because in a sense, this was the world's last remaining negative interest rate. So the bank's board voted 7-2 to set a new policy rate range of between 0 and 0.1%. That was a shift away from minus 0.1% short-term interest rate. The Bank of Japan also scrapped its complex yield curve control program while pledging to continue buying long-term government bonds as needed. And finally, they also ended purchases of ETFs, exchange-traded funds. Despite all of this, the yen actually weakened on the lack of signaling on a future rate hike. And this consequently Because of the nature of the composition of more export-oriented stocks, saw Japanese equities actually rise and the Nikkei 225 reclaim the key 40,000 level. All right, so you're up to speed. And I think I might have clocked in at 5 minutes, which is a brand new record. So hopefully that's just useful to kind of top and tail the week from some of the things we put out in our newsletter on Monday to look out for. Here's what's happened and how it's ended. So with that, I'm going to wish you a great Friday and weekend ahead. All right, take care and catch you next week.